Was it that place we went to? Me and mother.
Yeah.
Hawthorne Cottages. And
Hawthorne? No, Jasmine House.
Jasmine House, well. Jasmine House. It's on the way.
I don't know what kind of jasmine it was. Jasmine nudiflorum.
No, gosh, well. What's all the magic to it? Apart from the bill, that is, you know.
You're joking. Monday, not Tuesday.
Oh my God, so I said, do you know, is it Monday? Oh yes, of course it is. Good grief. Oh well. What was that politics we mentioned?
We don't go to the school to go, so I was asking Josie.
No, where do we go?
The village hall, that is.
Village Hall, oh, that place where they had the used goods sale.
Well, I presume that was it.
That is a village hall, isn't it? Logical when you think about it, because being a small community, we'd be able to cope quite easily there, wouldn't it? Why they're at the school and stuff and lock stuff up.
She was saying, she doesn't know what she's going to vote, she can't make her mind up. I've never been so indecisive as I am this time.
Well, I'm quite decisive, isn't it? Certainly don't want to concern with it again.
Well, I'm not
as far as the party. No, but
oh,
the party
down, of never get in.
No, that's why people won't vote. A lot of people won't vote, of course. But they're considered a wasted vote, don't they? But, you're voting for a party, not for a character. Although, I don't know, look at Maggie. She'd be on the shoot for a period. She was the party, wasn't she? And bossy boots herself.
She did quite a lot of good in the early days,
didn't she? Well, she did to have done, yeah.
She put a stop to a load of the strikes.
Not
enough, it. We used to have
that was on the way anyway. If she hadn't done it, somebody else would have done. Depends on business, isn't it? No union, downtrodden workers, and so create the unions and swing the pendulum, buff the away.
I think people were fed up with the strikes,
Larry. Well, not questioning that. Even some of the strikers were, I think. You didn't have no choice, had you? The union came out, you were out. More than out, all out.
And they had those 3-day weeks when the electricity was off.
Oh, yes, that's right. I'd forgotten about that. Was really, wasn't it? It seemed that Smith had got a better image than the present Chancellor, hadn't he?
John Smith? Yes.
But he didn't come over better, can he? You know? He may be quite an able chap.
Probably is, I don't suppose. Is he got where he is?
No, exactly.
I can't understand why people want to be in politics.
Power. Why do people want to be on the stage?
I don't know.
Why do people want to be vicars and things? coming.
What did Ken say? What did Ken say he wanted to be? Wasn't an engineer.
No. Something to do with growing things. That's one thing he said.
Wasn't an accountant, was it?
No. Something to do with growing things. That one that came up most strongly.
Oh, no, that was your second judge.
Was it? Mm. Be sure. Mm. No, I've got a message that it was growing things. So, the other one I'm going to sketch with. I'm not supposed to be out.
No.
Kids very son of mine,
No, they're not.
Oh, Major, I bet he wanted to be right from being a kid, wanted to be Prime Minister.
Ken's got a very retentive brain.
Very?
A retentive memory.
Oh, extremely. Like his father.
He never forgets a thing, does he?
No, Steve doesn't.
You and I went up to Elgin to look after them.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And there was
only a town, weren't they?
Oh,
crikey,
yeah.
Couldn't fool him, used to play
hide and seek. Couldn't fool him. That's a very bright little boy, isn't it? You can't rear him, actually, can you?
No.
He's got to switch on quite all the time.
That's a shame, isn't it?
And they shouldn't be. It can't be down to lack of contact. In part, I suppose, it's due to complete contrast of lifestyles between Jim and Steve's way and our way. Could be. You're just like an automated programmed doll. Bookish can't help it, of course.
No, she's such a nice little thing, isn't
she? Oh, she's a very nice little kid, isn't she? Pathetic, really, to see waving like this.
No, I want to cuddle her.
Press the wave switch now, plonk. You know.
Ah.
She may change quite a lot on the surface anyway.
She has done already, hasn't she? She's better than
she. Oh, indeed, yes. Yes. Here we go. It's most unnatural for a child not to be chatting away in the presence of his grandparents. You know. Unless the grandparents are the weirdest, but she thinks they're too weird. They're on the weird. Could be right.
Train.
Yeah. It's not a bad evening, is it?
No.
Did
you hear the weather forecast?
No. Just very brief this morning, I think. Due for better weather day, which we've had. And then there's more rain tonight. But as the girl in the post office said, it's usually different here than the weather forecast, which it probably is from Gulf Stream. You know, I could have sworn it was Tuesday. Damn. Right. I've got to look glasses dry, I think. One thing I found not uncommon to offer hospital.
Yeah.
It's not too bad finding where you want to go when it comes to looking for x-ray or tachyphone or whatever. Finding your way out. Very seldom they have continuity of markers saying exit, you know, or this way out.
It's just stupid, that, isn't it? You can't get out quick enough, can you?
Not short on the emergency exit signs, but yeah, exactly. I mean, you could argue, well, once you've got in. But once you've gone down, turn left, then turn right, and gone ahead, and then turn left. It's like a labyrinth, you know.
I know. Certainly if you've not been before.
Exactly. I asked them on the way out, and she offered to show me. Well, clean it.
When Carolyn was working at Withenshaw, so it was very lonely at night.
Yes, I remember saying. Oh, it would be, of course, yeah. Right, bit. It's quite, it seems at least, quite a pleasant hospital, quite a pleasant atmosphere.
I shouldn't imagine they have the problems that they do at Withenshaw.
Withenshaw, for that. No, they won't, of course. Oh, no.
Do you remember the...
What?
When Karen was working there, they had this intruder.
Well, they're often having intruders, aren't they? They're not.
I can't remember all the details. I know Carolyn said that they, in the end, they refused to work on their own.
Oh, that's right.
Because there was no way out. Yes, there was no way that they could have summoned help or anything else.
Didn't you have to leave the thing?
Pardon?
Didn't you have to get from A to B? Did you have to leave the building somewhere?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
They're not too bad here, but Withenshaw, different kettle of fish, aren't they?
Yes. Because do you remember when we had to go and collect her that night?
Hang on.
It was there's some very lonely lanes there.
I remember going late at night. Were we collecting her? Were we really?
Only she was in the flat.
No.
And she'd passed out in the phone box.
Remember that happening, but...
And that's when we went to collect her there.
And that was Withenshaw?
That was Withenshaw, yeah. they were in... where were they living? In the flat then. They weren't. They didn't have the house. And she'd only just gone to the end of the road to phone. Ken was working away.
Oh, yes.
Wasn't he? And Nicky wanted to... It was only Coxstrad down the road. Andrew was in bed and she just whipped out so Nicky could say goodnight to her daddy.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Dear, what a performance.
It's like you get so used to having a phone at home, don't you?
It's very handy having to go to the end of the road. Well, it's daft now. That's if you can find one working.
Not too bad here from what I've seen.
No. I mean in Manchester, it's shocking, isn't it?
Oh, well. Should they be pleasantly surprised if there is one working?
Just thinking.
Really?
Well, Lil and Nev going off on this mini break.
Tomorrow, did it go?
Yeah, Wednesday to Saturday, yes.
Oh,
I'll bet they hear of these mini breaks through the.
She probably. Is it Carol? No, it's not Carol. I don't know what her name is, but I know what you mean. The travel agency girl. Young woman, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Probably. I'm wondering what made them change their mind over the knock through into the garage.
Well, I suppose they thought it was a bit too much. I mean, the place they've got there, it's
good. Oh,
it would mean it, them decorating the whole lot again. Oh, no way.
Yes, but surely they thought that through before they entered the station. I mean, he'd move.
Well, that's probably why they decided against
it. No. Before they got to the stage of asking for quotes, because never moved all the tools and tackle and stuff to clear it.
Have they actually really had a quote?
I don't know. I really don't know. They're due to get one any time.
They might have had one and found out what it was going to cost them and decided against.
Possibly.
On a mini break.
Oh, possibly. Again, it's just possible to say that the construction of the bungalow didn't lend itself rightly well to knocking through.
Well, it's so beautiful, I mean, isn't it, in there? They don't need anything doing to them. I mean, they've got it nice. They've got it... So they don't, it's sort of minimum you know.
Labour.
Yes. So I shouldn't imagine that. I mean, once we've got through this one, I don't know if I'm going to do it just for the sake of doing it. We'd love to really need it before we start again.
But they are a little bit inclined to. What should we spend some money on next, aren't we?
Well, if it's their pay.
No, they do. I don't know. It's up to them what they do with the money. No, but,
What's happened to the rest of the paper, Larry? There's only half of it there.
Well, which paper am I looking at?
The Telegraph, last week's Telegraph. There's only one sheet there.
One sheet?
Well, one section.
Oh. I don't know. I'm not faintest idea. I haven't moved it at all. Not knowingly, anyway. No. It's possible, actually, but I don't recall. No occasion to use it. But the only time I use newspapers, as far as I know, this afternoon when I emptied the bag.
Of course, we were going to phone up.
Yeah, I know.
The piece that we're housing in.
Yes, for the
two
bungalows.
We were going to phone up, and that
seems to. It is, incidentally. I swear I thought it was.
Is it?
On the left hand side, going to Halford, and it's pretty near the main road.
Mm. Oh, I know where you mean.
Oh, you do?
I think I do.
The area.
I thought it was on the main road.
It is on the main road.
Oh, I see. You mean the front's pretty near the main road. Would that bother them, do you think, being so close to
I the don't road? Know. I haven't the faintest idea.
It looks quite a decent, reasonable bungalow.
I could only glance at it as I drove past, because the traffic was moving fairly quickly for the lights there.
I bet the layout's something similar to that one we saw.
Probably there's not much of a difference between.
No, it looks the same shape. Yeah.
It looked fairly tight.
But that the one that
sorry,
we went to look at for them in the middle of the three.
Where was the forum?
Was in the middle. The girl that works at the garage next door to that.
Oh, that's a bungalow house, you mean?
Yes. Well, that one. I mean, everybody said, oh. Well, it's too near to the main road, so if that was too near to the main road, so will this one be.
Well, did Carolyn say that? I can't remember.
No, Dawn said.
Dawn thought it was. I certainly thought it was. But then
I didn't.
I don't like traffic.
It wouldn't have bothered me, that. Mm, but I can quite see that it would bother some people. But it's not as if it's a main road, like...
Oh, Fraggy, no.
Manchester, is it?
No.
There, you could complain, but I wouldn't say you get that much traffic at night.
Certainly not at night, if you don't get a lot, no.
Well, you wouldn't notice during the day. You don't notice the same as when everywhere's quiet. You're trying to sleep.
Yes, but it's noises you don't notice. If they're continuous, then they become...
That's right. Yeah. That's true. Still...
I mean, that's one of the beauties here, wasn't it? It's so peaceful, so quiet. No noises to get used to, really. Apart from the boys and the bees and the sycamore trees.
And Sambo walking
around. And Sambo padding around, yeah. Now I just crawled under the door, sort of a glare, semi-glare at me, and then scooted past, you know. Shot past.
Shooted past.
He shooted past as well as shot past.
I wonder why.
I don't know, because he's never really been frightened on me.
I mean, it probably has a rough working idea. It's you that put the fountain on.
I doubt that very much indeed. Get off. No, I tried to hit Jimmy with the camera.
He's lovely.
He's all right. He's let me sort of tickle him and God knows what, but he's very wary for some reason. It may well be, of course, that Father Pole's a bit old dog and no cat sort of business, you know.
They're all in lovely condition, aren't they?
Oh, yes. No argument about that, yes. Good Nick and well fed.
Yes. Now we've decided not to do that little built-up wall affair at the front.
Hang on. Oh, there, yes.
We won't need to be bothered quite so much about getting paving stones or stones, suitable stones to build, will we?
Well, we won't need as many, that's for sure. No, I want some for the erection. Side of the pool there. to take the water for. Mm. So it'll match the existing.
Well, how many do you want? I mean, don't you want to put it on bricks?
Not bricks as such, no. Cut some of the paving stones to roughly brick size. Mm. And use that. As I have done with that connection
pad. You don't need that many.
No. Not an awful lot, no. I can pad out with stone, with bricks where it doesn't show. But it'll look a bit odd with bricks, then.
Mm, true.
Oh. Then we want matching slabs, really, don't we?
Yeah, so it might be nice to have something that you could sit on there.
Hmm. Wonder what they do with old gravestones when they've...
I hate to think.
When they've abandoned the graveyard.
To be there for, you know when they did all that levelling at Southern, Sun Centre?
Yeah.
I wonder what they did with them then. They flattened it, didn't they? And
yes, they made it so
much
it could
when you
be
come to think of somebody paying a fortune for a gravestone and then they come.
Oh, there must have been some sort of arrangement like that to cope with that.
Well, quite a few of them.
Bear in mind, a lot of them were very old ones and they probably there's no nearest and dearest left surviving.
Mm. True.
I seem to remember something on the grave papers about that. That removal or disposal or alteration of the any creation around the grave was could be done at the discretion of the Parks Authority, whatever it is. Yeah.
It was better, really,
Parks
when they'd done it, wasn't it? It was much neater.
Oh, yes. Both more pleasant to the eye, far neater, and we can get more bodies into it.
Shall we change the subject?
No, this is make good. No, just a thought, because there must be stacks of old gravestones around. Mm-hmm. Some of them marble, they're cracking, aren't they? Cracking,
but
shouldn't be for the price they charge, too. Ridiculous. Forking out a fortune.
I wonder how many people have now got them as halves. Now this marble, this
band
of marble halves.
Yeah, that's a point.
Like
that's a point.
What we've got there.
Well, I think they're rather thick then for that, the average gravestone. Hmm. I mean, you think of all the minutes.
It's indestructible, really, isn't it? Once you've got it down.
Oh, was it indestructible? But I know what you mean, yeah. 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 Very, very long lasting, yeah. Depends on the quality of marble, too, of course. Obviously. No, and so when you think of all the money that's spent with these very elaborate headstones, creations showing angels flicking arrows and plonking the harps and kind of a, they look quite nice from one point of view when they put up. 50, 70, 80, 100 years later, what the hell does it matter? You know?
Well, I suppose it does to some people. We've got to decide what to do with our vibration, haven't we? Ooh, what a problem.
Well, if we get some headstones, be different.
If you take the top off, the wooden part.
Yes, the mantelpiece.
Yes. Yeah. You think it's sort of cut it so that it fits on top of the
that
brickwork.
One, I'm pretty sure, yes. Yeah.
You think it'll still look cockeyed, the brickwork?
Yes.
Imagine it
won't
matter if we
face
it off.
Oh, no, that one. That should have
been done. Fancy building. I mean, that must have been done then when the house was built.
No, it's not original now. No, you can see where the original vice around was. Mm. Look at the plasterwork there behind it, above it. Mm. And the other half, different half, isn't it? Mm.
Yes, that's right.
Mm.
The job when that's done, it's going to be a big job, really.
Mm. No, I should imagine it was the typical 60s, late 60s, or early 60s. Tiles around, you know. Mm-hmm.
When you look, there's only this room
go on.
To remove the paper. The two rooms, the big room. And the bathroom.
And our bedroom.
Oh, there's not this much to move in the bed. Because I think the paper that's in the wardrobe alcoves.
Yes.
Well, if that's firm, it'll
lick
wash
over.
Yes,
it's good enough.
Though. Well, there's only the little bit on the breast of the
yes, between the two,
I think, that needs removing, and that came off quite easily on the other wall.
Yeah.
It's not that much to do, so this is the main one, really.
For wallpaper removal, oh yes. I need to see how the steamers work, how well they work.
Well, they must work fairly well, because, well, John and Clive were saying they did, didn't
they? Yes, and Derek, next door, 27, he said how good it was. He hadn't used one before, and he's a bit cack-handed. So it must have been pretty good.
Carolyn was saying that a friend of hers down the road, she hired one. And finished, where to stop?
Do you mean it was so working quick, so
yes,
quick and easy?
Very
yes,
efficient.
Yeah.
And she was very impressed.
So in the old days, it was standard practice to put one paper on top of another.
Ooh,
with the overlap.
I know, how many papers will we move off the
old God,
the
I don't
old
know.
Pole. Oh, about seven.
Yes, yes, it probably was.
What a job. Was a heck of a long way up there from.
Yep. Do you remember the borders, the edges, I should say, of the roll?
Yes.
They used to have a little marks to line the paper up when you're hanging it.
Oh.
Yep. Down the that. Exactly, down the edge. The name of the manufacturer and possibly the field model, like the that particular paper's category name. But it had at about 18-inch interval, something like that. Little mark, sometimes with an arrow sticking out. And you, when you put the next roll on, you've married up the arrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember cutting out when you used to have to cut all down your rolls of wallpaper.
That's
and
right.
And remember when you used to cut all your borders out.
Yeah, but do you remember when they had that semi-perforated edge on it? And you knocked on the edge of the table.
Oh, yes. Things have changed a bit.
Yes, I've never quite known why they put that edge on it in the first place.
No.
Unless it was that in those days they didn't have the shrink wrap stuff, did they?
I think they used to overlap.
Oh, they did. I just said, yeah.
That's
well, it was standard practice to overlap.
You could
always
see the joint.
Oh, yes, of course.
The joints they put on this wallpaper here, they stand out like a mile, don't
Well, this particular paper, you've got to be very careful, otherwise it crushes very easily.
I don't like it.
No, it's not my favourite paper, but anyway.
We'll have to go and be having a look at choose a paper for the room we're doing now.
Yeah, there's a bit more plastering to do, yeah.
Not a lot, though, is
it? Not a lot, no. I want to skim that corner, ceiling and the top of the wall.
Plaster up all the little holes.
And the holes, and there's also, there's a usual crack between the plasterboard and the ceiling over the door, and a little crack running down to the door.
Is there?
I was raking out, yeah. It's worth doing.
Oh,
yeah.
Do it properly well.
Oh yes, we're going to sort of burning off and. And also, I want to, while the carpet, investigate the run of the cable.
So have you any idea yet?
About.
The cable runs?
Yeah. I think there's a spur coming off that runs into the. But I don't think it's a proper immersion heater circuit.
Joking.
Well, it doesn't have to be in it. No, it doesn't have to be. No.
There's a mark on the wall. You know where the switch is, where you switch the pump on and off?
Yes.
Well, there's a mark on the wall. Something's been on the wall that was round.
Yes, that would be a junction box.
Why would they need another junction box there, then? Because there's one down at the bottom.
To feed, as I would suspect, an immersion heater. Because you're running your cable up to the junction, hang on, up to your junction box, or from the junction box to the actual immersion heater itself.
Yeah.
You have a heat-proof cable called a Sistaflex, I think it's called. A sort of white braided stuff goes over, heat resistant. So you need a junction box to connect.
Well, you know where the pipe comes out of the cupboard.
Hang on, there are a lot of pipes.
No, the pipe that I think supposedly leads to the radiator. and it comes down under that little...
Do you mean the one with the pumping?
Yes.
Oh, that part, yeah, yeah.
By the wall, and it comes into that little, the sort of semi-skirting board thing. It stands away from the wall.
Offhand, I can't say yes.
Well, it's flat and then it comes down. You've got your skirting board.
Flat when it comes down.
It houses pipes.
I know the bit you mean in the room, yes, but yeah. Which pipe do you mean? Go on.
Well, I don't know the pipe. I haven't seen the pipe.
Oh, it's in the... I'm sorry, go on. Carry on.
The pipe comes from the cupboard.
There's a pipe or pipes, more probably. Comes from the cupboard, yes.
You can see it coming through and into that housing.
Yep.
And then it comes right round to the radiator.
Yes, I know.
It goes right to that wall, doesn't it? Yes. Well, why would it need... If it does that, when it gets to the radiator...
Oh, it's not just for the radiator.
Oh,
it's the hot water in the tap and kitchen.
Oh, I see. As well. Well, what I was looking at this afternoon was your radiator comes through the floor, and yet all these pipes are here. Why wouldn't they take your radiator pipe, the pipe that feeds the radiator? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't it come through that little housing instead of coming under the floor?
Well, because that's not original, is it? The central heating system is a later addition to the house, isn't it? And those pipes were the cirques for where the pipe run to the hot water tap in the kitchen and to the bathroom.
Oh.
Mm. And quite probably the cold water supply to the bathroom too. Mm. And the thing, not the kitchen, that's on the rising main. Because the stop tap is underneath the sink top there. It's not uncommon. That tub. But that one there is fed, I'm pretty sure, from the... Yes, it is. Yeah, because the pipe goes up there.
Mm. Oh, yes, of course, it goes right through to the bathroom, doesn't it?
Think about it, there's a header tank up in the loft.
Yeah.
That's going to have cold water from somewhere. So if you come from there, across the ceiling, up through the cupboard.
Yeah.
Into the loft and over here. Mm. So, in other words, you have a hot water pipe to supply the hot tap, taps, and the cold water feed to supply the header tank and the loft.
Well, why wouldn't they take them underneath the floor? They could have, couldn't they, up there?
Yes, they certainly could, but at the time of the building, I think it was just a continued practice from the Victorian days to run it around from the top there. Mm. There has been, or appears to have been, a hole in the wall. It's been plastered up rather badly, but above that housing, that cover, on the bathroom wall, the wall separating the bathroom from the spare room, from the back bedroom, the bottom has been a hole about the size of the pipe, about three quarter pipe, or 22 millimeters it is now.
I'll wash up and have a cup of tea.
What a good...
What time is it?
Oh, tell me, Hannah. Wash up and a cup of tea, I think. It's 2.5 minutes to 6 o'clock. Or 18, something. All the news. Let's see if the Queen's dead.
Pardon?
Where's the news? We'll get the news. See if the Queen's dead. You're going to replace one brick?
Yeah.
Yes.
Round.
It looks quite attractive actually when you look at the meandering bit.
Does it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh dear. Can I do this?
Do what?
Crossword. It's in the book.
Oh yes, I noticed you think. Well,
the only thing I slip up in here, I don't know all the names of some of the people.
Oh, well, no idea.
But apart from that, it's not a very difficult one.
Hmm.
Let's have a look.
Is it based on the contents of...
Yes, it is.
People on the box?
It is.
Oh, crap. I definitely wouldn't know.
Pardon?
I definitely wouldn't know, no.
Well,
Oh,
you
funny
got my nose.
It's,
I
right.
know. Yeah. I went in there and I thought something was
finished. Don't let me forget there's a cake in your oven, will you?
Not the bun, but a cake, right.
What time like? I forgot it completely last
well,
week.
Well, what time do I mind it?
Remind me at half past.
Half past six.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's quarter past six now.
I know what it is now. I'm quite capable of getting in about 5 minutes.
It wouldn't take me that long.
Yeah.
Well, a bit more progress today, anyway.
Oh, yes.
Hmm.
It's a hard slog, isn't it? I wish we got a bit further, really. It's hard, really.
There's a lot of work. We're getting there slowly.
Let's have a look and see
what's wrong. It shows you, see, the doors are different. Quarter inch difference in size.
I wouldn't have thought that. Would
no, it didn't surprise me, because they usually... No, they put the casing up, door casing.
Yeah.
And then the chippy cuts the door to fit, mods it.
Yeah.
Very seldom you get it a perfect fit. Just blocking it in. Fortunately, it is the right way around.
I would have thought everything was more or less.
Well, it is more or less.
Spot on.
No.
Size.
No.
When the houses are built at the same time.
They possibly are today. A lot of stuff's factory.
Is that the sort of chap that Ken would be doing?
On the building site, yeah.
Oh. Did you hear Josie was saying about Neil? Is busy on this building project now? No, after.
Oh, she said a few days ago about on some bungalows and it's... He's helping the building, isn't it? It's a bricky, isn't it? Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Whereabouts?
I haven't the faintest idea.
So,
it,
they're he'll be worried if, and mind you, anything in the building trade is a bit iffy, isn't it? I can't see Ken getting a job, really, can you? Certainly not now.
I would have thought he was going to find it extremely difficult down here to find a job. Of any sort, never mind just in the building.
Yes, I don't think he would push down here like he would at home for years and he's so used to being.
Well, he's got all these mates, as I suppose, up there. And he, I don't think he's got the competence to push, Ken.
No, I don't.
No.
And then again, he's getting older. It's more difficult as you get older.
See, I did see there's that place. Oh, it's going. It's Tears Cross direction.
Yeah.
Well, they advertise in the paper every week. Advertise themselves with carpenters and joiners.
The thing
but,
is, where he is now, when, mind you, he's been in this job for a while now. But, I mean, when the jobs have finished, he's always
well,
managed to get onto another one pretty well straight away.
See, I haven't gone, no. The jobs will never finish, never will be finished for the corporation. Right?
No, but
so.
I mean,
especially
there. I don't mean while he's been working for the corporation. I mean, before, when he's had these various jobs.
Oh, shop fitting
and.
He's
always been quick at picking another job up.
Oh, well, to be fair to him, yes, he has. He's been
but
very
as
good
you
at
get
it.
Older, that's not so easy.
Nah, precisely, no. No.
And he might not find it so easy here, because there's so many people in pretty much the same trade.
I would have thought so, yes. I would have thought so.
It just isn't common sense to move to Manchester, is it?
Oh, you'd never do it. It's ridiculous.
Mind you, the only thing that I was thinking of, you know when he was commuting that firm he was working for?
Yeah, of course.
Was it Swansea?
It probably was Swansea area, I think
yeah,
it was, yeah.
It was Swansea. He seemed to like that, although he did get rid of it.
Ah, yes, but it's quite a different room, you see, then. That was motorway room all the way. And he could do it in... less time. It was a straight run, there's no driving involved, just point the car in the right direction, press the lamp, pedal and you're there for the business. But he'll fall asleep. It's a longish way, but for Ken it's not quite the same as the A roads or the B roads.
No.
Because he doesn't really like driving.
No, he doesn't.
No.
Tedious,
he'd never do Mike's job. Well, he'd never do Mike's job anyway, but you know, the driving side.
No,
yeah.
But Mike enjoys it, doesn't
he? Mm.
Big area.
He's got a big area to cover, Mike, if you think about it. Right,
he
seems
to enjoy the job.
Seems to do, yes. Mucky wouldn't crack him if he didn't. That wouldn't say very much about him.
Well, no, I don't suppose
no.
so. But reading between the lines, you can usually have a rough working
hand. Oh, yes, he obviously liked it better than when he was that, what do they call himself? In Tooth and Hole.
I can't remember now. Oh, well, he doesn't like being tied to the bench, does he?
Oh, no. He's going to be out.
I think he does his job well anyway.
I'm quite sure he does his job extremely well. Mm. Mm.
So I'm glad. Mm. I feel sorry for the married couple these days. It's very hard going, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Mm. No.
Should we say something I've forgotten? This is my one.
Very easy. No, particularly in view of her experience, I don't think she would.
Exactly.
Quite as much, anyway.
No,
she might have to wait a wee while, but I think she'd get on, yes.
I think so.
The possibilities for Karen. Again, no, I don't. We may be completely wrong. And as far as the exchange business is concerned, he'd never get another exchange. I don't think we operate that scheme now.
Have you got any books out from Halifax?
No. No.
You're looking at that, going out off the subject, but you're a
geller.
I bet that's interesting.
It's moderately interesting so far, yes.
Yes, I wouldn't mind reading that.
No, I thought you might. Well, another reason I got it out from the library. He rabbits on quite a lot to now. About all the astonishment, amazement, the English press and the public, and the Swedish press and the public, and the American press and the public. You know, it's push, push, push all the time. Yes, well, of course, you can only assume that what he says is correct. He's quoting various authorities of subject and interference. I've only just started with that.
How did he first find out that you have this?
Well, that's where he wanders on a bit. He keeps giving little bits. Even as a child, apparently, he claims to have been aware of it, you know.
Mm. As a child, how young, how
old? Oh, that I don't know.
Mm.
He admits to wanting to be a showman, you know, film star, and that, doesn't it?
Oh, well, lots of children do that, don't they? Mm. Doesn't mean to say it always comes off. Well, let's see what I've got to do. I've nearly finished this one, let's have a look. Number one.
You certainly shoot through the first few chapters in this, anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. A lot of repetition. In fact.
What's an ongoing topic?
Politics.
In five.
Is this based on TV, then?
Well, pretty much, yes.
Oh, well, for
benefit. A lot of
That's probably the name of a quiz game, isn't it? Or panel.
Yeah,
game,
no, I don't think that is.
I can't think of any TV quizzes or panel games.
Well, that's not.
You don't think it is. So. And you haven't got any of the left?
No, I'm afraid not.
What are you going to do?
This author played Elf Garnet's
Oh, I wouldn't know. Oh, English, I do know, oddly enough.
English? Oh, that's
English.
That's it.
Oh, yes.
So
yes.
Right,
well, not really, no, it's just an abdomen of a comedian.
I've got G and I in, so that's Arthur English, of course, of course. I could not.
Good grief. They're miracles and all that jazz.
Yeah. Might have a flash of. Oh. What was the author of the Darling Books of May?
H. E. Bates.
Was it?
I think so.
Bates. That's right, I've got 18.
Steer away from bloody television, I might still have a fighting chance
for you. Don't suppose you know, if it's worse, you'll
pick
an 8
to 5.
No, faintest of these. I think that's something to do with these things.
Obviously, yeah.
I can't imagine. 5 down, what's
that on? It's, oh no, I've got 2 in. Something E.
Still think
something, probably something, probably tied in with TV.
Art program and it's A something, E something, something.
Hang on. The first letter is A?
Yes.
That's not self matching of it. A something, E something.
A something, E something, something.
How many letters? Sorry.
Okay,
one word.
Five, yes, one word.
There's one called Arena.
Is there?
I don't know, it sounds.
Arena?
I don't know, quite possibly. It's sort of titling, but.
Yes,
let's not very arty.
Let's drop this for a media sitcom. In 3, 4, and 6.
That's longer. 3, 4, and 6?
Well, the first word has got to be the because it's H in the middle. That's the
probably,
so it must be the.
What was the two again? I've got that all read into it.
Drop this for a media sitcom.
A media?
Mm.
For a media sitcom.
For a media sitcom.